Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our reading for today is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, writing around 800 years before the time of Christ, speaking here of the coming Messiah, in chapter 40, verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. And he shall gently lead those that are with young. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would now strengthen our faith through them. Amen. You may be seated. I used to visit an elderly man who is probably upper 80s, maybe even early 90s, by the name of Adolph Paler. He lived outside of Mankato in Cortland, kind of a rural area. And he was growing rather frail and at times getting a little bit forgetful. So when I would go visit him and take out my communion set and begin to set up to give him the Lord's Supper, there was a little order of service that we would follow, almost like a mini church service. And whenever I would get to either the Apostles' Creed or the Lord's Prayer, I noticed that all of a sudden his conversation, repeating those words, would switch to German, which he had learned as a little child. And he wasn't even aware that he was doing it. And one day I started to ask him about it. And I said, Adolph, I notice that whenever we get to the Lord's Prayer and the Creed, that you suddenly start speaking in German. And he was surprised. And he told me that he had gone to a Lutheran school when he was a little boy, and that they had switched to English and started learning everything in English when he was about 8 years old. And so he himself was a little bit surprised that even though he had now been doing this for 80 plus years in English, that all of a sudden he was reverting back to what he knew from his childhood. And I thought it was interesting, but also very wonderful that what had been so impressed on him as a child in that original language for him was coming back. And he was starting to forget other things, but he was reverting back to that childhood faith that had been instilled in him so beautifully. And as a pastor, I just found it very comforting. And thinking of myself growing older someday too, it's comforting to think how God can take that little childlike faith that he creates in our hearts and just keep that steady all the way through our lives. And what had been instilled in him so deeply by probably his mom and dad to start with, and his pastors and so on, teachers. And I thought, here I am getting to serve him in the final couple years of his life. He's had this full, long life. And yet, I'm still helping him take care of that precious little faith that trusts in Jesus as his good shepherd. Probably for the most of us who are here today, that childlike faith that was worked in your heart, like in mine, for most of us that started very early on, maybe not for everybody, but that is still at the central core of belief. It's kind of the backbone of the very faith that is still alive in your heart right now today. And the little lessons of faith that you were probably taught on your mom's lap, and maybe around the dinner table with your parents, and learned in your Sunday school lessons, that is still that rib cage or backbone of the faith that is still alive in our hearts today. I remember in seminary one day, one of our professors, Dr. Peterson, was talking about how we can get into such deep studies of theological issues and into the history of it and the terminology of it, which is all important and very good. But he said we need to remember that theology is also like a large barrel of cool, pure water. And whether you take a ladle and dip your arm as deep down into the bottom of the barrel as you can to pull some up, or whether you just skim it off the top, it's all the same theology. It's all the same truth. Something that even a little child in his or her humble faith can say, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. St. Paul reminded Timothy of that. that the faith that he had in him now, waiting to be a pastor, that very faith came from his mother and his grandmother. And he said to him, continue in what you have learned and become convinced of. It's not like you're going to get some new faith now as you get older. Continue in that original backbone of faith that was given to you as a little child. Now, the text in front of us is a very interesting one. This is the text from which we get the very familiar words where God says, comfort, yes, comfort my people, speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and so on. And in the verse right before the one I just read to you, we're told, the Lord comes with power and his arm rules for him. It's describing the coming of the Messiah and the announcement about Jesus coming into the world. And that verse, verse 10, the Lord comes with power and his arm rules for him. You get the image of a conquering warrior that's coming. But then the verse I just read, verse 11, there's suddenly a switch. And God is now addressing his church of believers. He's addressing those who now wait for Christ in faith. And he chooses to speak to them and to operate with them as if they're little children, even the adults. His members do not simply blend in with the massive pool of humanity, but he now describes how he will deal with those who trust in him in such a different way. He will gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. And it brings to mind how the words used here are just the most delicate, comforting words that even a little child can just find so wonderful. And it's one of the most impressionable images that we have in the entire Bible about this Savior, that he's just this gentle shepherd. And it just reaches into our hearts no matter how old we are, how deeply theological we are, whatever. But that tenderness of the Good Shepherd is just always so precious to us. God has stooped down into your world, into my world, to take on our very humanity, to become one of us, and even allows himself to live through all of those humble stages of infancy, and then being a toddler, and the awkward stage of kind of pre-adolescence and adolescence, all of those various stages. He allows himself to live through those just like you and I have. I often wonder, and you probably have too, what was it like to be Jesus' parents? Were there days when you felt like you were supposed to chew him out, and then you realized, no, wait a minute, he's perfect. I'm the one that made the mistake. The holiness and perfection of our Lord living out even as a little child and so on. But this was all part of the entire unfolding plan of working out our salvation. And when the boy Jesus is in the temple at age 12, he reminds his parents that he must be about his Father's business. And that's you, that's me, getting us to heaven someday. And even in all these various stages of his young life, he was your Savior. Even when he's helping dry dishes in the kitchen, when he's running to fetch nails for Joseph out in the workshop, he's doing all of this as part of his Father's business to create the perfect holy righteousness you and I need to get to heaven, along with what will take place on the cross and his empty grave someday. Our Lord Jesus understands our most helpless conditions of life. It's interesting how his work is described. He will gather the lambs in his arm. A theologian named August Pieper says that this is describing here a very delicate lamb, one that's hardly able to walk, vulnerable, completely reliant upon the shepherd. Quite a picture of us. He carries them in his bosom. Apparently, shepherds oftentimes had special things sewn into their garments in which they could tuck a little lamb, especially one that was injured, and carry it very close to themselves. In the Hebrew understanding of things, your bosom was anything from about mid-thigh up to your chest, the closest part of where you could take care of someone and hold them, maybe part of what we think of as a person's lap. And what a tender picture we have of how this enormous, immense God of the heavens decides to come down into the world and to deal with us like little lambs. And that same heart of Christ is still present for you, even though you are beyond adolescence and now in adulthood. His heart towards you does not change, because he knows that you and I still inside are like those little tender lambs that need his care and his forgiveness and his grace. And he knows his sheep with very personal precision about their lives and what they need. Just like the woman who was caught in adultery, just like Zacchaeus who was up in the tree, and just like Peter following Jesus' resurrection. He knows exactly what we need to hear and to know. Those who someday may care for you in your old age, maybe one of the young men even here in the seminary right now, those who will someday sit at your side and care for you maybe in your 80s or 90s are really going to be doing nothing more than continuing to fan into flame that little childlike faith that God has been so gracious to place in your heart. Amen. God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Go in his peace. Amen.